Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I want to start out with, I know you're a charts guy. So based on the charts that you're reading, now you look at things, how do you see 2024 playing out? You know, a lot of people said, you know, obviously we had a great year in 2023. There's some people that's nervous. The political cycle, it would say that it would be a good year based off of past history, based on an election year. So where do you see this market right now as far as charts is concerned?
I like how you throw out the seasonality there. No big deal. It's a little 4-year cycle. Throw out a shot out there. I like it. No, listen, it's less about the charts and more about reality, right? A lot of people are like, oh, the market should do this, or oh, the market could do this. What is it actually doing, right? That's what I'm mostly interested in. What is actually happening? And it just so happens that the best way to visualize what's actually taking place in the market is in a chart, right? You could literally see it. And like, I'm not like the smartest guy. Like, you could tell me something a million times. You got to show me. Like, let me see. Like, can I just see? So the charts are very helpful to be able to see what the market is actually doing. Is the world falling apart? I don't know. Let's see what the S&P 500 is doing. Oh, I see it at all-time highs. So I don't know. Maybe the world is not actually falling apart. Maybe things are pretty good. Oh, maybe it's just the United States. that's doing so well. Why don't we look and see what's going on in other countries? Oh shit, Brazil's making new all-time highs. So
yeah,
Chile and Peru and
the Nikkei.
Nikkei 33-year highs, Germany new all-time highs. All Denmark does is go straight up with their healthcare. It's fantastic. France, new all-time highs, ton of industrials there. You look at Asia, things like Jakarta, right? Like the only thing not working is China, right? Which is a very rare exception. I mean, you go down to Australia, things are good. So just more new all-time highs across the board. You see an expansion of stocks making new highs. Right, we had over 50% of the S&P 500 was hitting new three-month highs the other day. Like, those are the types of things that happen early in cycles. So in terms of, like, what are the charts telling me, like, for the year? Well, I don't know what's going to happen a year from now, but we're not in a market environment where things are getting worse. For the last 18 months, we've been in a market environment where things keep getting better. So yeah, you're going to see things stop getting better before they start to get worse, right? Like, we're not getting, you know what I'm saying? Like, things aren't getting worse. They just keep getting better. So, like, when that stops, then we'll, you know, we'll have a different conversation. So that's how I see it. You know, so what does that mean? Oh, it's a bull market, it's a bear market. Like, why should we care what kind of market environment we're in? Because that's the first thing that we want to do as investors. First, identify what type of market environment we're in, and then decide the best tools and strategies for that environment. Right. So if we're in a low volatility environment, why on earth would you incorporate strategies that are good for high volatility environments? That would be stupid. Right. That would be dumb. That just doesn't make mathematical sense. So we're in a low volatility environment. Let's incorporate strategies that are good for low vol environments. OK, are the majority of stocks going up or the majority of stocks going down? I don't know if you've looked, but the majority of stocks have been going up. So we want to spend our time. Yeah, we want to spend our time looking for stocks to buy versus allocating more time looking for stocks to sell. You know, there are more uptrends than there are range-bound markets, so we don't necessarily want to incorporate too many range-bound market strategies. We want to incorporate more trend-following strategies, right? So that's how we look at the current state of the market, how we want to approach it. I think it's like that.
When we look at 2024, we've already heard that there was going to be rate cuts. And so we're big on technology. We talk about technology companies all the time. We see companies going up and up. With the rates getting lower, obviously that would create an environment for tech companies to continue to appreciate. What are your thoughts on that? Because everybody keeps talking about this pullback, this recessionary environment in the second half of the year. They said that in 2023. We didn't see it. We spoke to you about it, and the charts didn't indicate that. What are your thoughts around the tech sector with interest rates being reduced over the next 6 months?
Yeah, you know, stocks and bonds are moving together. That's the big thing. And if you look at technology, technology represents almost 30%. Basically, today it's essentially pennies from 30% of the entire S&P 500. This is technology. So if we know that stocks and bonds are trading together, right, then your thesis that lower rates should be good for technology stocks, I would agree with all of that, right? That would make perfect sense. You know, what I think actually is getting, you know, taking that one step further, what I think part of the driver of that trend that you're talking about is the fact that a lot of investors still think that the treasury bond market is the safe haven. Like, when stocks sell off, bonds rally, that inverse correlation that we had in place for a long, long time, the majority of my career, certainly. But we're not in that type of environment. We're in an environment that's more inflationary, where stocks and bonds are trading together. Something like maybe the 1970s. So we're just in a different kind of environment where stocks and bonds need to be treated differently than most of us have been accustomed to over the last 20 years. So that's just something to keep in mind. And I think it's taking investors a long time to come to terms with that. And I think that that is further unwind of just how critical I think, you know, rates staying down could be good for the stock market and technology in particular, as 30% of the S&P.
What stocks or sectors surprised you the most in 2023 and how much they went up?
Well, I mean, I didn't see a 50 spot on the queues, I'll tell you that much. You know, I mean, you know, we were bullish, we were buying stocks, we were buying them, you know, because if you recall, kind of like rewind for just a second. So back in the late 22, the short interest in these tech stocks was off the charts, right?
Yeah, it was high.
We had a bear market. The The majority of stocks bottomed out in June of 2022, right? That's when most stocks stopped going down. And then from there, things got better. But some of the tech stocks and Qs continued to fall, even though most things were already on their way up in the back half of 22. The bears, the short sellers, instead of covering their shorts after these massive declines, like 80, 90% decline in some of these growth stocks, right? You guys know.
Yeah.
Rather than covering their shorts, some did. We were short some stocks. We covered our shorts, right? Some people did. But in aggregate, which is what counts, not only did they not cover their shorts, they added to their shorts so that by the end of 22, they were the most short those growth stocks the entire cycle after most stocks had already bottomed. So yeah. That's that unwind. And then Wall Street comes in with their first negative expectations for the S&P 500 on a consensus basis, negative year, first time all century. Yeah. At the same time that all these institutions were super short, you got that nasty squeeze. So what surprised me, I didn't see, as bullish as we were, I didn't see a 50 spot on the Qs. But what I will say that I'm not surprised, but I think is going unnoticed, is that the best performer in the second half of last year was financials. Mm. Nobody's talking about that. Remember banking crisis?
Yeah.
Three banks no one's ever heard of disappeared. So what? More of them should have gone. There's too many as it is.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.